Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode edition of Y'all Gaming, the only show on the internet that asks if y'all are gaming. We're a little bit late today. It's 5:15, but it's okay. We'll get through it quick. Hi, everybody. This is Coney and TK. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Just playing a little Astral Ascent. Cool game.
I've never even heard of it. I was looking into your stream. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah, it was on like a demo or something way back. And okay. I didn't play the demo, but now it's in like early access. So I did play the early access.
Gotcha.
Okay. And it's cool. But other than that, I've been playing more Monster Hunter again because I have to finish Monster Hunter on PC before the Sunbreak comes out, which is like basically like a whole other game. So, yeah. I was going to do it on Switch because I've already got Mad Far on Switch, but it just looks so much better on PC.
Sure. That's the issue that I keep running into is like I feel like if I have a choice to play it on anything, I'm always going to pick PC, even though if it's like not the most convenient. I just can't help it. It's so good. So, but yeah, we got a couple things on the docket. First off, I'm actually going to switch up the schedule a little bit because I know first was Rogue Legacy, but I was actually curious onto your end. What do you think of Vampire Blood Hunt? Because I've seen some gameplay and it looks neat to me, but I feel like it would also be kind of, I don't know, a flash in the pan, I guess.
That game is funny. That, like...
Just funny? It's like...
competitively, I feel like it's probably pretty good. I think, you know how, like, they were trying to make that Hyperscape, and it was, like, all vertical and whatnot?
Sure.
I don't think Hyperscape did a good job at that, but I think this game does.
Gotcha.
Because the verticality of Hyperscape was... It was vertical, plus you can go into buildings and stuff. And you can go into some buildings, but there's not really a lot of buildings in this game that are, like... open at the top. So if you go to the top, you know, you can see a lot of stuff, but if someone dips under an awning, like, you have to go down there.
Sure.
Obviously, like, if you're trying to finish them off. The abilities are cool. One of the characters currently is busted, and I think that people are like, oh, you got to find the counterplay, but it's one of those things where, like, there's a class in there that can turn invincible as long as he doesn't hit any other buttons. So,
okay. Like,
yeah. So, like, but basically what happens is you get in a fight with this dude, right? And his other thing is that, like, he has a punch that disables your abilities. So he can, you know, you can get caught out, you know, in the open, whatever, drop the invincibility, you're out of there, right? Or you can run directly at someone, drop your invincibility, get close to them, turn their abilities off, and then, you know, now you have an advantage. Even though you use all your stuff, they can't use any of their stuff now.
Okay.
Now, there obviously is some counterplay because, like, that move it's short lasting, and it only if you hit any buttons or if you, like, start shooting or do any melee or anything like that, like,
sure,
it's gone, but it's still a free get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
And I think the only way that I would like to see that balance is, like, that's his thing, he's the enforcer, like, you know, maybe make it so where he's immune to bullets but not immune to melee, or just everything is like a flat, like, 80% reduction or something, because invincible is just, that's too much.
I don't even know what the gameplay is like. Like, I've watched a little bit of it, but I can't make sense of it. It just, I see a lot of poor civilians getting sucked out, which is so sad.
Well, that's the power up. Like,
okay,
each civilian holds, like, some level of a power up, so you can get, like, HP 5 from one. You can get, like, stronger. You can get stronger, like, melee attacks. You can get better cooldowns and stuff. But okay, you have to, like, actively search for those, because, that, you know, you have your little sense, and your sense will show the colors of the humans. Not every human is colored. Some are just, if you eat one, you heal.
Okay.
Straight up. So, like, some are just used for heals. If you eat a human around other humans and they see you, you're now, like, blood hunted, so everybody on the map can see your silhouette, your outline.
Okay.
So you have to be, like, smart about when you decide to go and
try to get stuff.
Eat a human and whatever.
Gotcha.
Okay. Outside of that, it's just normal BR, like, with wall climbing, you know. Like, okay. The guns are pretty standard. You have abilities, but there's only two, which is, I guess, is pretty Apex, like, you know, except one's not an ultimate. So you have, the character I play has teleport, where she can throw like an astral, astral percent, like herself as an astral form.
Okay.
And then whenever you hit Q again, like, you'll jump to it. So you can, like, throw it behind you, you know, like, go into a fight, whatever. Oh, that fight's getting bad. Just Q out. But I use it like, because her other ability is a flash, but the flash takes Matt long. So I throw the Q, start the flash, then Q in, and then by the time I'm in, the flash is going off. So it's, you know, you can use it aggressively or defensively. It's pretty cool. Everybody has different abilities. Well, there's classes that everyone shares, like, one ability. So everyone, like, the two people in that one class will share the astral, like, projection.
Okay.
But their other ability will be something else. So, like, the person I use does the flash, but I think the other person is a healer. So it's pretty cool. I think the one thing about that game is that it's very, very easy to get, like, fifth partied by, like, everyone if you ever drop down to kill someone.
Sure.
Because everybody has this sense.
And if everybody can just, like, sit on the rooftop and, like, run up the wall, why don't you just sit, like, on top of stuff and then just chill? Just sit there.
You know, sometimes you need that, like, if someone actually gets away from you after you're, like, one hit, you're, like, you're going to go down there and finish that. But
sure,
the issue is that, like, this game works in two different ways how you can finish opponents, too. So, like, you knock them, and you can either just shoot them to death, or you can, which is the better way for their long game, you can grab them and, like, basically, like, harvest them. And when you harvest them, you get an extra point of your passive points. So, okay, like, you start with three passive points, which means, like, you can eat three humans, and, like, that's it. But if you start harvesting other vampires that you kill, then you get more points, so you can use more. So I think the game is dope. I don't know how long it's going to last, because I still think nothing is really ever going to be able to top Fortnite, especially since Zero builds out and Apex is still thriving.
So sad.
So it's very hard to, like, it's very hard to be in this space. But I'm hoping that it becomes, like, at least a good fan base. I think BRs right now currently have some pretty good games, but it's just, you know, there's always the, why play this when I can play Fortnite? The only other thing I think is kind of setting itself apart would be Naraka Blade Point.
Yeah, that one's a little different. I wonder what the player base is on. Let me check Steam charts, because I just feel like...
Oh, you got to look a heart. No, it's got Epic time and everything, so, and also it's on PC. But you can still look at the Steam charts, probably get, like, a good...
Bro, even still, it says 11K playing 21 Ooh. Minutes ago. Jeez. That's weird, yeah, though, because it says last 30 days it had 52K. Playing 21 minutes ago was 11K. I guess it picks up at night. I didn't realize that many people played this game. Jesus. And that's not even on Epic. That's just on Steam.
Yeah, man. No, that game is it's pretty cool. I mean, like, I don't know about ever, like, seeing that game and be like, I'm gonna go pro in this, right, but it is a fun game. So,
yeah, I wonder. I don't know. We've talked about this so much, but how do you get something to stick? And I don't even know if there's, like, an answer for it. It just feels,
honestly,
like,
at this point in time,
so
it just feels
difficult.
Like, you gotta get lucky.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, and get the right people to play it. I feel like every other day, what I've noticed on Twitch too, in terms of, like, viewership and getting people, like, to look at it, getting in front of people's eyes. One of the worst things a game can have is, like I'm looking at Blood Hunt now, and Lyric has 15K, but the next drop-off is the next guy at 3K. And it's like, 3K is a lot of people, but if you don't have people in the middle of that, you know what I mean? It's like, as soon as Lyric goes offline, you plummet. And that could just be, I don't know. I also wonder how much viewership actually matters in the grand scheme of things, because, like, at the end of the day, you got to get people to actually play it, but it does get people to look at it. So,
yeah. Well, I got a lot of people that were, like, you know, they have a Discord, obviously. So, like, I got raided by some guy who had, like, 80. I was, like, an 80-man raid. But, like, a lot of people that came in there were, like, there were some devs. There was, like, obviously some players who had some tech and stuff. So there's definitely a fan base for it somewhere.
Sure.
But it is, you know, that's the whole point of influencers. You want these people to influence people to play. But I just don't know how exactly to do that all the time with games like this when you still have other free-to-play games that are doing numbers. I think that's...
Feels like other games got to fuck up.
Yeah. But I think back to when Apex hired all those streamers to play Apex.
Right.
I wonder if they didn't do that, where would Apex be, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, but regardless, you know, I'm happy with the game. It's very fun. I've had a great time playing it. And I think you should give it a try. It's free.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm watching it on my other monitor. It looks really cool. I like it, the look of it. Is this the only map?
Yeah, but the way that it closes is it's more unorthodox than any other shooter except for maybe Hyperscape. Because, you know, Hyperscape closed in, like, zones.
Gotcha.
This one will just have, like, a random shape. So you'll never get a circle. You'll get, like, a peninsula. You'll get, like... maybe like a square.
Yeah.
But it's never like, it doesn't close just circularly. So you have to be very, very cautious about the way the thing is closing. Cause sometimes it could close in a very weird way where you may be like locked behind too many buildings and then you're taking damage and stuff. So yeah.
And is it battle royale or is it just, is it like teams? Cause it looked like it was battle royale, but I can't get a sense of it. I can't
battle royale.
I had a teammate. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Battle royale. You have solos, duos, trios.
The normal stuff,
I play duos with Malcolm and Fats, and then we also play trios.
Sure.
Pretty fun. My main advice for that game is definitely don't leave the high ground unless you have to. Like once we get to like the later parts of the game, because it's just, dude, the minute people start firing down at you, it is so hard to look back up and fire back at them and like actually, you know, do well. So the movement of that game is sick too, which I totally remember. I know we talked about the wall climb, but you have slide jumps, which gets you more distance. You obviously have movement abilities. There's the goblins pretty much vanish, but it's like the Wraith vanish where like you can still see the trail. So, there's like a jump for the other, like the first two classes, a jump, there's an astral jump in the vanish thing, but the movement's just sick in general. So I don't think it's like as sick as Apex, but it's definitely more sick than Fortnite.
Yeah. It looks neat. Okay. Yeah. I'll probably download it after this. I'm interested. I'll play a couple games, but looks neat. Second game, and I'm gonna go back to another game that you put down, which is Astral Ascent. I'll get to Rogue Legacy later because I feel like that's bro. You know, we got it because you just got done playing it. I'm curious. What did you think? What are your thoughts?
Okay, well,
you said it was pretty simple, but
let's just go ahead and get this one. It was pretty simple at the start because you have like the same spell for every character. Like your character has like four of the same spell, but you acquire more spells as you get more, you know, just like every roguelike basically.
Sure.
Like you go in there, you die, you take that and go and try to like, you know, unlock more stuff. But now that I'm unlocking more stuff, I can definitely see the complexity of this game. But also, I'm a Zodiac dude, so you know I'm gonna love it.
Sure. Oh, it's one of those. Okay. Gotcha.
If every boss is a Zodiac boss. It's not like it's gonna be like, it's not like he walks in and he's like, you're a Leo and I'm a Taurus, so I'm going to have a buff because I don't like you. Like,
right,
it's just there. But like the Taurus is a bull. He does bull type attacks.
Are there like classes in that way?
No. You just have four different characters. They ask you about your Zodiac at the beginning, and it says it affects like the story, but I think it affects mostly how the order that you may fight the bosses, in my opinion. So, because I obviously picked Leo. The first person I fought was Taurus, and it is universally known that those two butt heads a lot. So
of course, as we all know. Yep.
Yeah, as we all know, you know. I have proof of this because my dad is a Taurus, and well, anyway.
Okay. All right, there it is.
No, but I don't know if it actually affects anything. But they just ask you. You can put whatever, I guess. But there's four characters in the game. I currently only have one unlocked, and I think I'm supposed to unlock another one based off of like actually completing a run or something. You pretty much start with two. You start with the girl with the knives that I'm currently playing, and then you have this guy that punches stuff. There is universal spells, and then there's also character specific spells. So that's a pretty cool way to make the game like more interesting on who you pick, and it's not just like a skinned avatar. Like, so
is it one of those things that the goal is just to beat it one time, like just get one run in, and then I guess you don't
I don't know actually. Sure. Yeah, yeah, because I'm about to, if I beat this next boss, I'm about to finish the first, my first ever run in this game.
Sure.
At least first ever section, because I think every section is three people, and then you go to the next section, right?
Yeah.
But I assume if they give you four characters, like, there's probably something about playing different characters that's going to, you know, make you want to play them.
Sure, sure.
So.
That's always the interesting thing to me, because, like, I'll talk about it in a second, but I was playing Rogue Legacy, and it's like, it feels like one of those games that you just beat it once, and then you're done. But at the end, it pulls one of those, like, I just finished it last night, and it does one of those, like, actually, you could play this game forever, which is good and bad, kind of. I don't know how much I'm interested in that, but that's its own, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But Astral Ascent, it's good. Too.
Yeah, yeah. It's I think right now, like, I think it starts off a little slow, but it's once everything starts, like, pretty much, I feel like you might be able to just run into the first area and just die, right? And then it opens up some stuff for you. But it starts off a little slow, and because, like, I play, like, an hour or two before this. But then, yeah, once, like, I'm 2 hours, I'm, like, probably 3 hours in now, and this third hour has been pretty nice.
Sure.
I think the only downside of this game is that I really wish there was more, like, variance in the way that you do your normal attacks.
Mm-hmm.
But in the grand scheme of things, your normal attacks are really just there to build mana so that you can use your specials. So
sure.
I get it. It reminds me a lot of Wizard of Legend, except 2D, because there's a lot of, like, elements and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to say Wizard of Legend did a good job of, like, making you want to play the game more after you beat it, because there was chaos spells or chaos arcana.
Yeah,
and you had to beat the game, like, every time to get another one. So it was like, all right, word. I'm just going to keep running through this and also unlocking the regular stuff. And there's a bunch of collectibles and stuff, too. I don't know how deep the collectible pool runs here yet, but it looks like it can be pretty deep for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it 8 out of 10.
I haven't heard anything about it. Like, it's sort of flying super under the radar, but that's probably because, like, Rogue Legacy is the big one right now.
Yeah. Well, this is also early access too, so hopefully they can.
Oh, okay. You know, I didn't even know that part.
Pick it up when they decide to 1.0 it or something.
Sure, sure.
I think a lot of roguelikes actually go under the radar too, because I was playing Dreamscaper, and everyone who watched me play that game was like, "Damn, this game is dope." And I was like, "Yeah, but, like, it's been out, like, in early access for, like, a year and a half, and it just came out, like, completely, like, maybe, like, 2-3 months ago. And it's a fun game. I actually have to go back and beat the last boss, but it's a really fun game. It's, like, it's a roguelike that kind of talks to you about, like, mental health and, like, depression and stuff like that. Mm. And just kind of, like, it's, like, self-esteem issues. Because basically, like, the further you get on, the more you learn about the characters and whatnot. And it's got a pretty sick story, and I think the gameplay is pretty nice. But because everyone only really gravitates toward, like, what is directly hot.
Right.
I think the first thing that you think about roguelikes for the most common person is going to be Hades.
Yeah, right? Hades is, like, that's the one that really penetrated into the mainstream a few years ago, whenever it came out, obviously. And everybody's just going to make comparisons to it.
Yeah. And then, what was the other stuff? Oh, Enter the Gungeon, but because, like, that was one of the first roguelikes that everyone, like, played and stuff. But outside of that, yeah, I do think roguelikes are kind of a hard area to expand in, because the games are good. They are fun, and, like, all good roguelikes give you a sense of accomplishment as you get further and further. But I think it just isn't a genre that is, like, super well liked. One, because most people hate failing, and that's just kind of what you do. You fail up in roguelikes. And two, I think as a stream, I think it's kind of hard to continue to want to watch that, because, like, you get invested in one run, then it runs over, and you're like, all right, you know.
I don't know how people make it as streamers of roguelikes. Like, even people like Northern Lion, who's, like, the most famous example with Binding of Isaac, right? Is just just watching it repeatedly. I feel like that is the perfect game that you would rather play than watch. You know what I mean? But I do see stuff like Vampire Survivors that's doing pretty well too. So. It's a little different, I guess, in each situation. I'm surprised I haven't seen you play or talk about Rogue Legacy at all, to sort of transition into that, because that's like, is that not your thing? Have you not tried it?
I played it before it released fully, and I hated it. That game is hard. You know what?
It's actually, not hard.
I will say I liked it more than Rogue Legacy 1, because that game felt like it just like you failed up, but you failed up so hard.
You're like, not a platformer guy. That's what.
No,
this is.
I'm not really good at platforming. I think so. I mean, I have a lot of platformer like roguelikes, but that one is like heavily into platform. Like I played Blade Assault. I played Neon Abyss. All those are platformers. I'm not saying I hate like Rogue Legacy 2 right now, because I've been watching people playing, and it looks like there's like a lot of advancements from what I played. It's just currently I'm on this Astral Ascent, so.
I hear you. So is it, you're not like a Hollow Knight guy, right?
No, that game sucks.
Okay, that's what it is. It's a platforming thing.
It's not even that. Hollow Knight's, okay.
It's
y'all
fun,
been trying
dude.
To sell me on Hollow Knight
it's
forever,
so
right?
Good.
It's so slow for like 3 hours straight. And like, you want me to get past that to play the rest of the game? Come
yes.
on, bro.
No, it's atmospheric. No. And it gives you a slow drip feed, and then it blows open. It rules.
You know what other game kind of did that was that Death's Door. I feel like that started pretty slow, but I was more immersed into that game much faster than I've ever would get immersed into a Hollow Knight. Now I don't really think Hollow Knight sucks. I'm sure it's a great game. It's just taking too long for me to like want to dive deeper into it. So I'm just not going to dive deeper into it. I hope that everyone who wants that game and wants that Silksong DLC, which we'll probably never get.
Oh, I forgot that about that. That's yeah, they're talking about that tomorrow. Well, they're talking about the indie showcase. There's no way it's on there.
There's no way. Yeah, but I don't know. It just wasn't for me. You know, like I think I can see why it's good. And when I watch people in the late game of that game, I'm like, oh, it's kind of smooth. But the early game of that is not smooth. So just nah.
It takes a while to unlock the double jump. Well, I've been playing Rogue Legacy and I love it. I just beat it, and I have how many hours in? Let me look. 28, it says. Mm. But I don't even think that's true. I think I did idle for a lot of it, but now I'm in New Game Plus, blah, blah, blah. It's a little complicated how the plus works. I still don't really understand. But whatever. Great game. Fantastic. Love it. I am shocked that you're not into it. I mean, as a roguelike guy, but I guess it is the platforming thing.
Look, I own it. I have it. I have not played it.
Oh, you
again.
Own
I'm
the game.
I'm not. Yes, I told you that. The first thing I said is I played it when it was like early access.
I thought that was like you had the early, like some things will give you like the demo for the early access, but they won't give you the full game. Got it.
No. I have the game. I currently am on Astral Ascent, and maybe I'll get into Rogue Legacy 2 later, or maybe I'll just double down into Monster Hunter again, because that's what's hot right now.
I hear you. Okay. Well, okay. I will highly recommend Rogue Legacy, everybody, if you have not played it yourselves. It's exactly like the first one, but better. I was a little... I didn't know what to think of it, because when I first heard that it was coming out, I was like, oh, it's like the same thing, but probably just bigger. But it's really good. It's sort of like a simpler Hollow Knight, but with RPG elements. That's basically the best way I could describe it.
Well,
and I love Hollow Knight.
What the? Damn, this is wild. What? I was just scrolling down the timeline, and apparently in Nintendo Life it says Fei Long will never appear in Street Fighter again.
Damn.
Like, what did he do?
Get his ass out of there. Is Fei Long racist?
I don't know.
He's supposed to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
But you have that in, like, almost every fighting game. There's always some Bruce Lee type.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. That's crazy.
I don't know enough about his like backstory or how he's portrayed, so I'm not sure.
So it says this doesn't make any sense because Fei Long has never been a comedic character, not exactly putting much stock into this. Oh, so they're not sure if that's actually true or not. Yeah, that's actually true though. Like, I feel like other characters, maybe like El Fuerte or like Rufus or like Hakan, like I can see them not making it back in because like they are. I mean, like you've seen people win with them for sure, but like they are comedic characters,
sure.
As far as like, you know, their characterization in the game. But damn, that's wild.
I feel like Fei Long, they would have to tone down some, like his character is kind of boring because he's just the screaming karate man. You know what I mean? Like he's the guy that's doing like the kung fu sounds, and it just feels kind of like if you don't have him do that, how do you make him interesting? He needs a redesign, which you could do, But I feel like there are so many characters that also could be in the game, so they're probably, you know. I don't know. It'd be cool if they gave him a full rebrand, because I know they did that with Cody and a couple of other characters. But I hope that 6 is good. I have no idea what the timeline is. I don't remember if it was like in a trailer or something, but I always feel like I want to get into Street Fighter on the ground floor, and then I play it for like a month. I'm like, never mind.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of fighting games that like are not Tekken for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because like I usually get pretty decent at the beginning, and if I feel like if I stuck with it, I'd probably even better. But, you know, I did it with Shrive, fun. Did it with Soul Calibur. I honestly would still play Soul Calibur if that game never died in 12 minutes.
Sure.
And then, yeah, I just, you know, play Tekken all the time. So
Soul Calibur is funny because it has like the lowest shelf life. Soul Calibur comes out and immediately dies as soon as the sunlight hits it. It can't live for anything.
Yep. It's got 97 entrants at Combo Breaker, which is like one of the larger fighting game tournaments. And damn, when you look into it, like the top two right now are Street Fighter V and Tekken 7. So big shouts to Tekken, about 5-6 years running, and he's still doing it.
Okay.
But yeah, Shrive right now is going crazy. So yeah. Did you miss the Mario Strikers talk? When did you see that? There's nothing really to talk about. It's not out yet.
No, I don't really know what to bring up about it. It's not out yet. I mean, there was a Japanese trailer that came out that gave some information, but it's still kind of like, there's not really much to talk about right now. A lot of people linked me because the intro got leaked to the game, but it's like, it's just the trailer. And they're like, dude, look. I'm like, dude, there's nothing there. It's the trailer for the game.
Oh, he's kicking
like
the ball.
Yeah, like, people are freaking out. It's like, there's some cool stuff, but it looks, I think it's just literally the same thing that was in the trailer. I mean, we got a lot of info, but I am very, how do I put this? When it comes to Nintendo sports games, I'll just wait till it's out. Because, like, with all of these games, they look great. Tennis, golf, whatever. And then it comes out, and it's like, oh, that's it. And you play it for like a week, and you're like, okay, well, that's all there is.
We could have done more with Mario Golf, to be honest, but it's golf, so.
Golf is the worst of the sports, period. It is.
If you're talking about Mario specifically, I think I like baseball less.
Dude, baseball goes crazy. Mario Baseball goes crazy.
Strikers is number one. We know that, right?
Okay. No matter what, Strikers is number one. And it's because it's a different dev who is a dev that I trust. It's Next Level Games, and they've never missed. They literally only hit. So hopefully this one will be just as good and just as long. But I am nervous because it does feel like Nintendo probably is exhibiting more creative control over this stuff than they used to. So they might be under more constraints, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to wait until June 10th, which is now officially 1 month away. Oh, boy. I might actually just stream all day. Like, might get a midnight release and just stream all goddamn day. Because I'm so excited, dude. I really am. I love that series.
Yeah. So, if it comes out and it's not good, though, I'm just not going to trust anything with Mario's name on it ever again. I bought tennis. It was not good. Well, you know, I won't say tennis was not good.
It was fine.
I think tennis just, I don't know, man. There's something about it that just didn't hit for me this time.
Yeah.
I bought golf. Golf was fun. And then I beat the story, and then there was nothing else to do. So I think if this sports game doesn't slap, then the only thing I trust with Mario's name on it is Kart.
I love Party.
Party's good, too.
I still love Party. My issue with tennis was that it was fun, but it was really unbalanced at the start, if you remember, because like Junior and Waluigi were like busted. And then it's like, by the time they fixed it, which, you know, they fixed it pretty quick. It was like a weekend. By the time they fixed it, everybody had stopped. And now everybody online was like super good and try hard. And it's like, God, what do we do now? You know what I mean? Like, this is like a real game. Everybody's playing it for real. It's just, I don't know. It's not the same. I didn't want to play it that much.
That's always the worst part. It's literally always the worst part. Like, you're like, all right, man, I'm going to get in here and have some fun. And everybody's like, fun. Never heard of that.
I think it's an issue more and more. It sucks with Mario games too, because like what happened was, I remember in Mario Tennis, they had like the, if you remember the brackets, they had like the tournaments, And when it first started, there were like 64-man brackets, and it looked amazing. And then like a month later, if you try to enter a bracket, it would have like 12 people, but only 7 of them were there, and 6 people got byes, and it was just, I don't know. It phased out pretty quick, but I'm hoping Strikers doesn't have that fate. Plus, I love Strikers just at a deep level, so even if it is sort of dead, I'm still going to play it, you know?
How many was top 10, bro?
True. I was top 10. I was top 1 in teams. We were the best doubles team online, so it was... Yeah, we went crazy. So I'm hoping it's good. God, I'm praying that it's a good game. This is all I've wanted for a goddamn decade. So
definitely big F for Daisy though. The sportiest girl. They don't put her in the sports game.
That's okay. Crazy. They did
That's
that.
That's wild. It's disrespectful.
It actually is. I don't know why you would take her out for Rosalina of all
Rosa?
Characters.
Just add her, bro. Like.
It's so bizarre. I was shocked that they took out Daisy, but you know, I'm sure she'll be DLC by the time nobody plays the game anymore because it'll be dead. So,
yeah. Well, who knows? I'm definitely a Bowser Jr. player now, so because that was my other main. But I was, you know, throughout any time if I could play Daisy, I could. And then when Strikers came out or Charge came out, I was like, all right, you know.
Well, who are you gonna play in this next one though?
Bowser Jr.
He's not in it.
Oh, he's not in it?
No. Yeah, you might be stuck, bro.
Hold on, bro. Mario.
I'm Toad Champ. I got Toad, DK, Wario, Waluigi. Whoever's the best of those four.
All right, 10 playable characters. Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Peach, Rosalina, Toad, Yoshi, Donkey. I don't like any of this.
It's kind of crazy they gave up Daisy for Toad now that I think about it. It wasn't even, like, Toad is the guy that's the odd man out because he was just a sidekick. But now he's like
a captain. Yeah, what the? He got upgraded. Like,
let's go. That's my fucking guy. That's my
Listen,
dude.
If Toad has that hop still, I'll play him.
Oh, God, no, that's bad. That hop is terrible. If he has
bro,
that, I'm not playing him.
Past everybody, bro.
He was just
like,
worse boo,
about?
Bro. Garbage. Yeah, the characters have stats, but they can be augmented by gear. So I don't know how that's going to work out. Like, apparently, like if you can give DK power gear to make him even more powerful. But there's not, it's not like the gear totally takes over the character, so the playstyles do matter. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm going to try Toad. Hopefully he isn't garbage like he was in some of the other games.
This is severely dampened. I want to play this game.
Oh, yeah, because there's no characters you want?
Yeah.
See, I'm happy because I love four of those dudes. So I'm excited.
Oh, man.
Play Yoshi,
All right.
bro. You're a Yoshi guy.
No. All right, well, on that note, we're going to head out.
All right, yeah, thank you guys for watching, y'all gaming. We'll be back next week. You can download this on anywhere that you get podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple, anywhere. Just check it out. Search y'all gaming.
Are you going to download this thing, Vampire Hunt, right now? You trying to play?
I would like to. Let me try to download it and see what I've got going on, because I've got some other stuff I got to do tonight. But I'll start downloading it. We'll see how fast it goes, and I'll hit you up. Are you playing it right now?
I will play it.
Gotcha.
You know, out of time. Yeah.
All right.
I'll go back on this Astral Ascent. Hey, come back to the stream. I'm going to go play some more Astral Ascent. I'm in the middle of a run. So come back to the TK Breezy stream. And other than that, thank you guys for watching another episode of Y'all Gaming. We will see you next time.
Goodbye.
You know, be easy.
Bye-bye.